The way people act is conditioned by the social custom of their day and age. Even the way they think and feel, with what one might call their outer layers. To take a very simple and obvious example, the men of the first Elizabethan age, and heaven knows they were a tough enough lot, cried easily and without shame in public. The rising generation of this second Elizabethan age are returning to much the same feeling, that one's emotions are not for hiding. But the men of my generation, my fathers and grandfathers, were so conditioned in their extreme youth to the idea that men simply didn't, that by the time they were 15 or 16, they couldn't, even in private, except for such things as the death of a wife or child. But that's not to say that they feel or felt any less about the things they would have cried about 400 years ago.